7:33 on this Friday morning, and we're pleased to have with us folks from Baxter Regional Medical Center this morning. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus, of course, and what all's been taking place here. But first of all, we have Richard Tafner, who is Health District Manager, Northwest Public Health Region, the Arkansas Department of Health. Richard, thank you for being here this morning. Just give us the status of the virus here in Arkansas.
Sure, Bob. I'd like to mention that the health department's website has the most up-to-date information as far as current case count and persons under investigation, and that can be found at healthyarkansas.gov. We're working to make sure the state's ready as possible for this outbreak, and anyone who has returned from a country of concern level 2 or higher, we're asking them to self-quarantine at home, and we'll do daily check-ins from our health department staff out of Little Rock. Our public health laboratory is working to increase its capacity for testing, working with partners at UAMS, and other major laboratories across the country are getting ready to ramp up testing capacity for this. We're working with hospitals, nursing homes, businesses, and others across the state to develop plans to respond to this if we do have workers staying home for a couple of weeks. The health department's activated a call center, which is 1-800-803-7847 for questions from the general public. We also have a physician's line set up that the hospital is well aware of.
Barney Larry is with us this morning, Executive Director of the Foundation and Business Development. Barney, you're doing all you can at Baxter Regional.
Oh, Bob, we've assembled a great team here at Baxter Regional, and basically we put a task force to address these issues. They've been working diligently over the past couple of days, and we appreciate all the hard work they've done. And so, you know, we've been monitoring this issue closely. And so basically we're going to move to a couple of steps at the hospital that will help us alleviate as much as we can the spread of the virus if or when it actually comes to Baxter County. So I want to share with the community that I do believe that and our staff believes that we're in a great position to take care of any patient that might contract this disease. But mostly we're trying to just defer any growth of the disease or spread of the disease here in Baxter County if and when we have that. So basically, we're going to do a couple things at Baxter Regional. We'll be restricting all patient and visitor access points into Baxter Regional to the following entrances. So that will be the main entrance, which will be open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. To 5 p.m. The medical arts entrance, which will be open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then the emergency room entrance will be open 24/7 all days of the week. We're also going to, all patients and visitors will be temperature screened as they enter the building, and then they will be granted access to the facility. Also, in keeping of interest, our patients being safe and prepared for the coronavirus, we're suspending all essential visitors at Baxter Regional Medical Center. So we're going to ask every patient to limit their visitors to 2, and they will be designated by the patient when they register to come in to the institution. So 2 visitors per patient, which will be designated by the patient. We'll be also limiting entrance to the to Baxter Regional from all vendors that we have from outside of our facility. We also will be suspending all work-related travel for our staff for the next 4 to 6 weeks, and we think that's just a good precaution for them to keep them healthy also. We'll continue to communicate regularly with the Arkansas Department of Health, also the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and to share resources and information pertaining to the virus. One of the things we want to encourage our folks to do in our community, to go to our website, baxterregional.org. Great information on there about what you need to do and if you think you have the virus, and we'll probably share some of those in just a minute. But if you have any questions about what we're doing at Baxter Regional, feel free to call my office at 508-1770. That's 508-1770, and we'll explain the things that we're going to do to keep our community healthy from this virus.
Thank you, Barney. Well, Richard, looks like they're got everything ship shape. Best you can do, right?
We've always had a wonderful relationship with Baxter Regional. They're one of the better hospitals in this area.
Well, Richard, thank you for doing that. I tell you what, it's because of the lady that's coming in the door right here, Stephanie Free. She's director of our infection control and does a great job for us, and she's kind of been leading this charge for us here. I think, Bob, she can give us some great things that we need to do to help eliminate some of the concern that we have with the spread of this disease.
Well, she can. She was with us yesterday, and she's back again this morning, so I guess it didn't get you, didn't hurt you too bad, did it?
Not too bad. I'm back, ready for some more.
Let me put you on the payroll here before
long. That's right.
Well, how's it going so far?
Well, there is, of course, some panic, a little panic out in the community. People are calling with concerns, and there's nothing wrong with that. Please call us if you have any questions or concerns. The biggest thing I can stress again, though, is not to come to the facility unless you need medical attention, and that's emergency medical attention. The biggest thing we can stress is to stay at home and self-quarantine if you have symptoms, and if you feel like you've traveled to one of those areas, then you need to let us know, let someone at a clinic know, our healthcare facility. Please, if you're going to come to our facility or come to a clinic, notify them before you come so that we can take proper precautions when you get here.
Well, you're doing everything you can do, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes, we will.
But with you over there, I feel good.
Well, thank you.
Barney, thank you very much. Richard, anything to add?
No, we just want to make sure everybody takes the proper precautions. Wash your hands, sneeze into a tissue, sneeze into the sleeve of your shirt, discontinue handshaking, things like that that's going to spread this virus around. Anything that you can do to prevent the common cold or the flu virus will help slow the spread of this.
And boy, it's, I shook your hand when you came in.
You
I shook
did.
Barney's hand. And it's, you forget, but you got to think about it. And Stephanie, thank you very much. You do a great job.
Thank you.